Arctic Spas is the leading spa in the world. Arctic Spas are engineered in northern Canada for Arctic weather. The controls are so advanced that the tub can talk to your laptop or your serviceman's computer. If you want a hot tub that will last you the rest of your life, go to goarctic.com. That's goarctic.com. I wouldn't put my name on a product that wasn't the very best, and Arctic Spa is all of that. This is Barbecue Bob.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the grilling guys. It's the weekend. Get out and fire up that grill. Create a little backyard envy is what we're talking about today. We busted down the hot tubs. Then we did some fencing. We got the decking all covered. And now we're going to...
We talked about fencing. We didn't actually do fencing.
Right. Yeah. Right. There was no swords.
No.
Right? Yeah.
That'd be fun, though.
Right.
I've got a couple in my basement if you ever want to try
it. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Do you have the little mask?
No, you don't need it. You won't need it.
Right, yeah.
It's okay.
It's only your eye.
It's okay.
We all put your eye.
Yeah. You know, I was driving back last week from Florida listening to you and Bob Schultz talk about the Cuban pork and stuff like that. And it just reminded me of a cool little thing I like to do with pork loin. And Bob was right on the money the same way that very similar to what I figured out along the road somewhere, where I was doing a lot of pork loin and tenderloin and this and that, but the pork loin always tended to kick my butt a little bit because it's so lean, you know, and
right.
It just seemed like and even if I didn't overcook it, it was just not as juicy and tender as I wanted it. And my wife loves pork chops, so I bought a loin and I put some infused garlic EVO on it. And I put some spices on it, and I took my Jacquard, which is this tool with all these needles and stuff, and I just pounded the heck out of both sides, and I did all my chops. I cut them about an inch and a half thick, and I put the EVO on them and some seasonings, and then I took the Jacquard to them, and I just really ruined them. They looked like the dog had been chewing on them when I got done, but I just wanted to pulverize them like I do with a brisket or something like that. I threw them on the grill and brought them right up to like 150 or whatever internal. And by the time they got to 150, they were right back to their original shape. Yep. They looked perfect. And that oil had been just pounded into the meat. Dude, you can cut them with a fork when you do it like this. And if you don't have a jacquard, everybody has a meat hammer. You can do the same thing with a meat hammer. You're going to get a little splash, though, when you put the EVO on it. It's going to want to splatter a little bit. But what a wonderful way to take a lean piece of meat. And I'm thinking the venison steaks. I'm going to try that with venison steaks, too, because they get so stinking lean.
It drives the flavor in there, and it puts a little moisture in with the oil. Yes. You could do it if you had a heavy fork. You could jab it with a fork, too.
I've tried that. It's just not the same.
Right.
The
right tool is the right tool.
It is. Yeah. It is. And, you know, if I'm stuck at some other location using somebody else's equipment, I'll do that.
Yeah.
But man, just having a jacquard, it's worth the investment.
Yep.
They're about $40.
Yeah, and look them up on the internet because it is a tool. It's kind of a specialty tool.
Yeah.
It really is. But the three or four ways you want to use that thing, you can't substitute anything for it.
Right. And don't buy the white one.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's the one that the little needles break, and you don't want to leave those inside of a piece of meat. Just trust me on that one. You don't want to do that. But
so, you know, this whole day is really largely response from Anderson Windows wanting to get involved with this broadcast. So we really need to talk about those beautiful sliders like I have, Anderson, on my back deck, and we've got the perfect guy to do that.
Yeah, joining us right now, we've got Mike Boltema from Anderson Windows. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for making time for us today.
Thank you for letting me join.
I want to talk about, my windows are fogging up, the seal's broken, or I can feel the wind and the winter coming through. What do I need to think about? What are the questions that I need to be able to answer when I walk into a place like Standale Home Center and I say, gosh, I need new windows? What are the two or three things that I need to be prepared to answer? What kind of questions?
Well, the first thing we should think about is whether or not those can be repaired. Anderson Windows makes replacement products for with a vintage up to 50 years and actually beyond in some points.
So you can just take the glass sleeve out and replace just the insert?
Not just the glass, but the entire panel.
Oh, so the frame and everything.
Well, you could leave the frame alone and just replace the panels.
The sash.
The sash.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yep. Or
I don't wear those.
Yeah. Or if the hardware just needs to be replaced, we could replace that as well. But the first thing to do is make sure it's an Anderson product. Look in the lower corner of the glass. Make sure there's an AW logo there. And then jot that information down. Come on into Standale Lumber. Explain what's going on. They have a factory-trained service tech that can go out there and take a look or get you products.
Very good. So my windows are leaking. I know I'm losing energy through there. What do I need to know about windows when I'm shopping for them? Are there different grades? Are there different kinds of glass? Is there vinyl versus wood? What do I need to know about those things?
Starting with glass, glass technology has come a long way, even in 10 years. So if you have a 10-year-old or older product, there are many more glass options that are energy efficient to varying degrees. And they're going to be a heck of a lot more energy efficient than an older window. So that holds true with both vinyl and wood windows. Vinyl windows are an economy product, typically, at the lower end of the price point. The wood-clad windows are going to be a product that looks more architecturally correct.
Sure.
A little bit nicer profile, typically, and many more color options as well. And also better sound transmission ratings, so they're going to be quieter than a vinyl window.
Sure.
When you're talking vinyl or wood windows, the glass technology has come a long way.
So this stuff, they're like low E windows, and they take the UV rays out so that my furniture and my carpeting doesn't fade and things like that. Are those things that are just automatic now, or do I need to ask about those?
Yeah, I would ask, because all windows have different ratings. All windows are rated by a third party, NFRC it's called, and they rate U values, solar heat gain coefficients, and all windows are different. And, you know, the cool thing is the national building codes have really made it almost impossible to lag behind, because you got to hit their new quota or their new goal number, or you can't sell the product.
Oh, the government.
Yeah, well, is the government doing something good for me? Wow, that could be a first. But not that I'm anti-government, but it's got its place. But
that's my job.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So
it's not just the government. It's in cahoots with the building materials manufacturers and builders as well.
Sure,
it's a conspiracy either way.
Yeah, right. So if I wanted new windows in my house, what's the lead time on something like that? I mean, if I say, well, you know what, it's time to do windows. Can next weekend? Can I have them? Or is this a month? Is it 2 months? What's it take to get a window package designed and delivered?
Well, on a replacement.
Yeah, I mean, most people aren't building new construction. They're replacing some, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I guess it doesn't really matter. Either way, it's going to be 4 weeks.
Right, exactly. So this isn't an overnight thing.
You'd want to plan that. So, I've got wood on the inside of my Andersons. Are people still doing that?
Wood on the inside?
Yeah. It's vinyl on the outside or aluminum or something, and then wood on the inside.
The beauty of wood on the inside of a house is it's warm. Yeah, it's gorgeous. So that is still a very popular option. There are different species now. It used to just be pine or oak. Now there are different species available. But there are other options for interior as well. We have a product, a 100 series product, that has a Fibrex material on the inside, which is a composite material. So you don't need to paint it or stain it or anything. Not as warm looking, in my opinion, but if you're doing white stain or white painted trim, matches real nice.
I'll tell you one thing, Jop. If you're ever getting a slider, or I have this big 3-panel Anderson on my back deck, if you're ever getting a big door wall like that, you have to get an Anderson, because the hardware is so stinking good. Mine's like 30 years old, and it's still, the hinges, everything, it all adjusts in all these articulate ways, and this stuff is phenomenal. It just does not wear out. Isn't it all like made in Ohio too? Is that where Anderson is?
Our headquarters are outside of the Twin Cities in Minnesota, in Bayport, Minnesota, right on the St. Croix River that divides Wisconsin from Minnesota. We have manufacturing plants in Minnesota, of course, and also in Wisconsin, also in Texas, also in Ohio, also in New Jersey, also in Canada.
Wow.
So an employee-owned company, 110 years or something like that. But you bring up a great point about the 30 years on your patio door. And thank you for doing that, by the way. But it's funny how many times I'll get a question from a homeowner that's saying, you know, we're going to build a new house. We're kind of thinking about different windows. I ask them what they have now. Well, we have Anderson. We've had it for 30 years.
Right.
I can't tell you anything else.
Game over. Yeah. Right, yeah. Do I need to say any more?
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us and coming on down here. We're going to feed you when we're done, all right?
Thank you.
How about we grill something up?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, because real men like the grill.
Time for a little man law.
Yeah, feel like a man after talking all them sliding glass doors. It takes a man to put in a good slider, let me tell you that. I put my own.
Easy, brother.
I put my own in.
Yeah. I bet you do.
Yeah. I did. That was a 9-footer, baby. She was making me feel manly.
Now we know you're lying.
She was making me feel manly when I got done. It was elevated about 15 feet. Yeah. I could see $3,000 worth of glass flying. today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac. And we have a bunch of Vicky's pasties on order. We're going to be having them here next weekend. So
very good.
Today's Man Law by Vicky's is number 68. If you say ouch, you're a wussy.
Yeah, I know. You just got to bite the bullet, right? Yeah, sometimes, you know, it just slips out, but it happens. But you've been listening to Grilling Guys. Get out in your backyard and fire up that grill. We're live at Standale Lumber and Home Center. If you want to come over here and have some of our grub, we'd love to have you. Come by and see us. We'll talk with you next week.
WMAX-FM Holland, Grand Rapids.
Please, West Michigan, trash my lot. Last month, I sold so many cars, my inventory is wiped clean. I need your old car to keep spring sales strong. John Flickema here from Van Andel and Flickema Chrysler Jeep. Bring me your old car and get up to $4,577 more than appraised value based on the car you choose. Clean out your garage. Trade in your car. I'll take your beauty or I'll take your beast. My For the People credit approval process works. Even if your credit history is less than squeaky clean. Hey, West Michigan, trash my lot. And you could get up to $4,577 more for your old ride. But hurry, this deal ends after 138 trades. The Chrysler Jeep Awards season event and the Trash My Lot promotion are too good to miss. I'm John Flickema, your dealer for the people. Visit Van Andel and Flickema Chrysler Jeep on Plainfield Avenue or see all our cars at vfcarsforthepeople.com. That's vfcarsforthepeople.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Vehicle purchase price affects actual trade allowance. Negative equity may be refinanced.
Michigan is so rich with craft beers that it can be tough to pick the right beer for your event. I know when it's time for a great Scotch ale that a glass of Lockdown from Arcadia is going to be perfect. The Highlands of Scotland developed this beer, and Arcadia Brewing Company does it one better. The gorgeous caramel color, full body, and smooth malts make the Lockdown one of my go-to beers. Ask your beer merchant for Lockdown the next time you want a great beer. Arcadia Brewing Company, Kalamazoo. This is Barbecue Bob.
Hey, there's a brewery in Michigan you guys got to know about. They got three locations. It's called Crankers. There's one in Big Rapids, one in Mount Pleasant, and now there's one in Grand Rapids as well. You can swing by this place and try a Bulldog Red, a Professor IPA, or one of my favorites, the Strong Arm Stout. These guys don't only make great beer, they got awesome barbecue. They specialize in Coney Dogs, and guess what? They serve breakfast all day. Where else can you go and get breakfast and a beer but Crankers? Check them out. They're in Big Rapids, Mount Pleasant, and Grand Rapids. That's Crankers.